With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump was on the stump in Ohio yesterday, blasting the current president.
With his open border policy, Joe Biden has repeatedly stabbed African-American voters in the back, including by granting millions and millions of work permits taking their jobs. The African-American community, the Hispanic community, are going to be the ones that suffer the most. And you know who else? Unions.
Mr. Trump addressed a big crowd in Dayton. Stalled talks aimed at securing a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas are expected to resume today in Qatar. That's according to a pair of Egyptian officials. Hamas has given mediators a new proposal for a three-stage plan that would bring an end to the fighting. Israel is skeptical, but it says it will send some negotiators to Qatar to talk it over. Is 81 too old to hold office? One state's voters will have their say.
North Dakota voters will decide in June whether to prevent people from running for Congress if they're old enough to turn 81 during their House or Senate term. Secretary of State Mike Howe announced on Friday that his office validated more than enough signatures to qualify the initiative for the June 11th ballot. The vote's set to take place amid a rematch between the oldest men to be president, Joe Biden, and Donald Trump. Political observers say the measure appears unconstitutional and could lead to a challenge of a Supreme Court ruling that said states can't set qualifications for Congress beyond those listed in the U.S. Constitution. Keith Peters reporting.
Russian President Vladimir Putin poised to extend his near-quarter-century rule for six more years. In a vote that follows a relentless Kremlin crackdown on dissent, the three-day presidential election wraps up today and has taken place in a tightly controlled environment. This is SRN News. The Church of England is responding to questions about fake conversions to Christianity.
The Church of England has faced criticism that it's not doing enough to stop phony conversions to the Christian faith to help with asylum claims. There have been media reports that people initially denied asylum in Britain were granted asylum after becoming Christian. A bishop with the church said they will not adopt a set of cast-iron criteria when deciding to baptize asylum seekers because it's impossible to see into someone's heart. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The Heritage Foundation says higher education is playing a role in America's declining marriage rates and total fertility. Education policy expert Lindsay Burke says young adults are deferring certain responsibilities as they take more time to finish college. The Christian Post reports that recent data show the median age of marriage amongst men is 30 years old, 29 for women. This is SRN News. Consumers are expected to spend in the neighborhood of $22 billion celebrating Easter this year.
According to the National Retail Federation, 81% of Americans plan to celebrate Easter this year, spending an average of $177 per person. Most of the money will be spent on food, clothing, and gifts. The most popular Easter Sunday activities include cooking a holiday meal, visiting friends and family, and going to church. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
As March Madness gets underway, more people than ever before can now legally bet on the NCAA men's basketball tournament. North Carolina became the latest state to allow online sports betting just last week. In all now, 38 states and the District of Columbia allow some form of sports wagering. That's up from just one state, Nevada, where people could legally wager on games back in 2018 before the Supreme Court made its ruling. This is SRN News.